I would ask that the first order of business, the first item, is the paper on technical activities, and Hugh Shields will walk us through that paper and the major issues.
Thank you, Alan. I wasn't planning to walk through the whole paper, but rather just to walk you briefly through the key issues, really, which is around the insurance contracts project, which, as I'm sure you know, is marching inexorably to its conclusion. And we're targeting a half one publication date at this point. In the paper, it talks about two particular phases which we've been working through, one being a topic-based testing review with preparers, and the other being our normal fatal flaw review. These processes, say, we're working through, we are expecting to take some issues to the February board meeting, and we'll see where the land lies after that February board meeting. And the staff will be reviewing the timing at that point. At this point, the board has, however, set a mandatory effective date for IFRS 17 of the 1st of January 2021, with early application permitted. That's all I really wanted to say. That is the key focus point for this technical update. Happy to take questions, of course.
I think it is worth noting that on the insurance, the subject of the insurance contract standard, which we are also going to be discussing in two subsequent papers on the agenda, but this paper talks about the fact that the board and the staff have engaged in significant outreach in connection with field testing of the standard with a variety of stakeholders, and also that the so-called fatal flaw draft of the standard has been circulated for comment. And I really want to make the point that and this is consistent with the due process handbook, and I think is an important point given the importance of the standard and the importance of the activities that the board and the staff are going through. The so-called fatal flaw draft is, as envisioned in the handbook, it's a review of drafting and clarity. It is not a reopening of the standard, and the fact that the staff has been doing and that the board has been doing field testing in connection with that does not change the nature and the purpose of the fatal flaw draft. And I think it's important to keep. That in mind, even though they are taking place in parallel. I think it's also useful to note that some of the issues, I gather those that are viewed to be the most significant that are still, or some of the most significant that the board is still considering, will be the subject of discussion at a public board meeting. At the public board meeting in February, the next public board meeting, that is reflected in this paper and is worth, I think, headlining. Having said that, is there anyone on the committee that has any comments on or questions on the technical activities paper? I feel I can help my bad vision if somebody raises their hand and I miss it.
I just wanted to add on one point to Alan's comments on the so-called fatal flaw process, with which I agree, but also to give people listening comfort that from a transparency perspective, when the board receives a paper in February, the key points raised in that process will be documented in a public board paper. the issues we need to look at again will be addressed, but for completeness also the main issues raised in that process will be in that paper so that people can have visibility around that process.
I think this particular subject, the last thing I'd like to do is to seek confirmation from the board that all the projects as described in the technical activities paper have been carried out in accordance with the due process handbook. Is there any question or comment on that, or are we all good with that confirmation? It looks to me as if we are all good with that confirmation, so we should reflect that.